In the studio this morning is the Mexico Public Safety Chief, Bryce Mesko. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. I'll have you move that microphone a little closer. We wanted to have you in because it is holidays, and I know that everybody is probably in that mad rush trying to get their Christmas gifts, some of them arriving through the mail at their house. Wanted to go over some safety tips this morning. How can people monitor those things and protect themselves from theft? The porch pirates, I think they call them.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, obviously online sales have increased a lot through the years. So would encourage people to kind of track their packages as they're coming in. You know, you can pretty much tell in a short window when they're going to arrive at your place, trying to minimize the amount of time they're left unattended. Another option would be to maybe have them delivered somewhere where you know someone will be. Kind of a side note, the legislation, the Missouri lawmakers this year did pass a law, state law, making it a felony to take packages and stuff. So if in fact you are a victim, feel free to call us. Ring camera footage can help us out a lot. But yeah, the stakes are a little higher. No matter what the package is, it's going to be a felony if they take it. So
absolutely. I know some people like myself, we go to the stores. I've got to shop in person, you know, and you get that debit card out, and that can be a little bit dangerous as well. How do you protect yourself, you know, whenever you're going in the store and you're shopping there?
Yeah, and we are actually seeing a lot of traffic in the shopping areas. We've been kind of in the shopping areas a little more since Thanksgiving. That's kind of something we do to where the people are is where we try to be and keep everyone feeling safe. But yeah, when you're out and about, just be aware of your surroundings. Maybe look around. Don't keep your head buried in a phone. I would take special care to keep track of your purse, your wallet, wherever it is you're keeping your money. And then, yeah, if you see something that makes you uncomfortable, suspicious, someone loitering around, someone just not acting right, feel free to give us a call. We will be around, and we can always at least make sure everyone's safe.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing, too, and this is not just related to holidays, but scammers are always out. Sometimes they get you on the holiday gift cards. Kind of go over some of those scams and, you know, the information that people need to keep in mind, you know, if trying to you know that this is actually a scam that's happening to them.
Sure. And I think people are more susceptible this time of year. They're, as you indicated, they're doing more online shopping, which then means they're getting more emails and replies and maybe hitting sites they don't normally hit. So, yeah, watch those funny messages, those funny emails, any attempts that someone's making to access your device, your computer, your phone, whatever it may be. They say hit a link, they say, you know, give them some kind of information or something. That can all be avoided. You don't need to mess with that. And then, you know, we do see an uptick, and we are seeing an uptick, and those, they try to create panic. They reach out to you and indicate you're going to be in trouble, or you're going to have your utilities shut off, or something horrible is going to happen if you don't pay them. And they want you to pay them with some kind of a money card or a gift card. And that is just not accurate. No legitimate business does that. So if somebody hits you up for that, just don't contact them. Just walk away. And no legitimate business is ever going to pay you money, or person is going to pay you money to shuffle money through your bank or to move product through your home. If anybody's hitting you up like that, that's not legitimate. You're going to lose in the end. And the old adage of just, yeah, if it sounds too good to be true, if it sounds too good to be true, it 100% is. So,
yep.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I know that a lot of folks are predicting it's going to be a pretty heavy holiday travel season that probably is going to be getting underway today or starting tomorrow, and then people will be coming back. Will you have increased patrols as far as travel goes here in Mexico, or what's kind of the holiday schedule for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned us in the shopping areas, and then, yeah, we transition that, obviously, when times become a little more social, to maybe paying a little extra attention to the roadways. We want to keep everybody safe. Yeah, if we can avoid, everybody can avoid driving while impaired nowadays. Catch a ride with someone who's not impaired, or use a ride program, an Uber or a cab or a something. Just don't do it. It's dangerous, and, you know, It's illegal. And then beyond that, even as we move through Christmas and New Year's, I don't know what the weather's going to do. But yeah, keep in mind, you know, when it gets below freezing, roadways get a little slick sometimes, and everybody can slow down and travel less and just find a way to have a happy holiday around where you are.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate your time this morning. We'll have you back in January and maybe do a review of 2023 and a preview of the upcoming year.
Fair enough.